up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel at the Disney World, okay? Lakeeta Moore, Angel Tanksley at the Disney Cruise, okay? And that chick, Angel, as a power of joy content creator. And I am one of the hosts of this phenomenal podcast that you're about to tune your ears into or watch. And I'm joined by this gorgeous man beside me that I also call my husband. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything we want to feel like it. And every now and then,
we want to feel like it. I love it.
Oh, anything we want, we feel like. And every now and then, we're going to disagree with each other. All right?
We're going to argue.
And we're going to argue.
Not just disagree.
That's how I was getting to that part.
I'm just talking, with you. Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, we do this every single week, like I said. Every now and then we argue. We do it with our immediate family. Okay, we talk to them before the episode, after the episode. They get our little nits, bits, and pieces. They get behind the scenes. You can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. You understand where I'm coming from? And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors.
Yes, we are. I love when we have a good sponsor, two or three or four or five, okay? And if you're wondering, what does it mean? Did you mean that you have a sponsor? We partner with other companies that feel like they have a product or service that our audience might like. And so we say, okay, we'll do it, but let me tell you, is there a discount for our audience? And typically there is. Mm-hmm. So today we have Magic Mind and Shopify, both two companies that we have partnered with before, and we're excited to partner with them again. So if they are offering something that you're interested in, please give them a try. Use our promo codes or the special URLs, and we always have them listed in the show notes as well as the description of the video, because you can watch our podcast on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Oh, I love when we get all the, like, housework out the way. All the, what do they call it? Let's get all the, what's that thing they say in show business? Let's get all the house rules. It's house something. We just did that.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you review us on Apple Podcasts. Housekeeping. It is. Let's get all the housekeeping out the way. Okay. We did that. How are you, babe?
I'm good. I've been better, but I'm good.
Ooh, what would make you better?
If my teeth wasn't bothering me.
Well, you know that's going to be an easy fix.
I don't know if it's going to be easy, but it's going to be a fix.
Is have you hit up Dr. Igwe?
Not yet. I'm going to, have you been texting her office, calling her office?
When I make appointments?
Yeah.
When I make appointments, I call the office.
Okay. That's what I do.
But you can also text her on the side and be like, hey, I'm about to make an appointment because this is what's happening.
You get me in this week.
Marcus will tell you more about his mouth being in pain. Mm-hmm. It started, yesterday, right? You woke up yesterday with it hurting.
Was it last night? Yeah.
Yeah, you woke up yesterday.
Yeah.
With it hurting. I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Is it where your wisdom teeth are or right before?
Well, I think it's radiating from. We're going to talk about it. Go ahead.
Because she really going to look at you crazy. She going
to
be like,
I don't know. I already said that's what I need to do. It's just the schedule. It's always something coming up. Like, I don't want to do it this week because I got travel coming up again.
You probably can't do this week. We're scheduled for our cleaning. But she been on Marcus. Anyways.
What? How you feeling?
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I feel good. I woke up not feeling as tired as I thought I was going to feel. Only thing that's tired is my voice. I hear how raspy my voice sounds, mm-hmm. how strained it sounds. I hate that. That pisses me off.
In the Patreon, Daisha said, we sound so refreshed today. We not.
Oh, no, I actually do feel refreshed.
We're going to talk about it.
I do feel refreshed. I thought I would be dragging today. Mm-hmm. When I woke up, I think not having to work out today really was a huge benefit and blessing. And even though I didn't get nearly the amount of sleep that I should have gotten in life, I woke up feeling like, okay, I know this routine. This is not difficult. The only thing that's daunting is the house is getting that clean because it smells like the smell that we brought back from the cruise mixed to the smell of the house when we got home is disastrous. So I'm like, I've got to get to it. This is terrible. I
can't wait to attack it.
So let's see. Do we want to do, we have so many options. If we're going to do a Tank Sleep Pride or In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
All right. So we're doing In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
This is a segment where we tell you what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way. Take it away, baby.
We're going to get these wisdom teeth out the way. All right. Mm-hmm. This has got me feeling some type of way. I have, in my life, twice ever in my life have I ever had a toothache. This is the second time. First time was actually, I think, earlier this year, late last year. Remember, it felt like it was like the gum was swollen?
Yeah.
I think a piece of popcorn kernel or something was stuck in it. That was overnight. That was gone the next day. This one is pretty, is a lot better, but this pain started, it woke me up out of my sleep, which was going to happen anyway, but we're going to get into that. And it was, it's radiating from the back, and I can feel it on, but I can tell it's something's touching the nerve or a nerve is doing something because it even made the gum on the opposite side of my mouth a little, feel a little numb. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I started popping these ibuprofen, however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I started popping them, or Advil with ibuprofen in it. I'm not enjoying this. Luckily, it's a whole lot better than what it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Definitely a whole lot better than what it was the night of, you know, the when I woke up yesterday morning. Because it was, that's really what woke me up out of my, I'm like, what is this? And then I contribute, I don't know, I didn't have no mouthwash on the cruise.
Oh, to be you know, able, I we floss, could have probably gotten some, though.
I asked him, he didn't have none. I asked one of the guys. It was probably down there in the, one of the shops. But, you know, I floss and mouthwash, you know, especially before I go to bed. Got to throw that mouthwash in your mouth, clean out all the nastiness. I think it might contribute to some a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, y'all. All my wisdom teeth are in. My wisdom teeth came in when I was in high school. Probably about 6 years ago, about a year apart. So about 7 years ago and 6 years ago, my two wisdom teeth on the top cracked open. And broke out. I was chewing them literally as I was eating trail mix on my way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
But a year apart, eating the same goddamn snack.
That's so disgusting.
I'm sitting there driving and chewing, trying to stay awake. I'm like, what is crunchy in here? I'm like, is that some of my teeth? And then, I didn't go to the dentist. I was just like, all right, it cracked. It's gone. Because it wasn't bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I ain't trying to get nothing yanked and pulled on. And so that's what I've been living with for like 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Both top and the back. Went to the dentist more recently. Ironically enough, still no cavities. Not a single cavity anywhere. But I think the way they were growing, the two top ones was growing, doing something weird out of my gum. And I think it's what made them like a shallow part of the tooth was exposed, I think. And it just cracked. The bottom ones are still in. But my fear was having to get the top and bottom removed. Because I'm like, if I get still got my wisdom teeth on the bottom, I'm just going to have gum at the top.
They still won't connect, though.
I know they ain't going to connect, but if I'm chewing something, the tooth is going to push it into my gum. I'm going to have the same issue I'm having now.
Oh, you chew that far back?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I was taking so long to eat. Because I'm staying away from this top side.
Yeah, it's time to get out.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. She was like, oh, you going to feel like a tug. You ain't going to feel no pain. I know I ain't going to feel no pain while y'all doing it. I'm talking about after. The days after.
Well, yeah, that should be your first call of action once we finish this, is to call Dr. Eagle.
Yeah, no, I was going to hit her up this morning, but I was like, just.
She'll be like, now, busy. Marcus, we could have had this done back in January.
No, we couldn't have. Because, look, she wanted to do it right before my birthday.
Okay,
you ain't going to mess up my drinking.
We had a whole month after your birthday.
No, it was stuff coming up like every like week or so. Something was coming up. We were doing stuff, and I'm just like, let me wait.
Do you know how long the recovery is yet?
It's longer than what I wanted to be. I can tell you that. Yeah, that's how long it is. What's got you feeling some kind of way?
What's got me feeling some kind of way is that I have planned this amazing HBCU tour that my son is getting ready to experience. He is going, his eyes will hopefully be opened, all of this stuff. It is jam-packed, going to Morehouse, Atlanta, what is it called? I know the initials. Clark Atlanta University. Ooh, I was like, there's something missing.
I didn't know where he was going.
Tennessee State University, Fisk University, Hampton, Howard, FAMU. It's jam-packed. And I now cannot attend any of it. My son, my husband, and his good friend Aiden will be going on their own. And I will not be able to take part in this when this is something that I have dreamt about, I'd say, for probably like 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I think that, I mean, it's a blessing why I can't go. I booked a show, so it films the same time. And this is not one of those opportunities that you take lightly. So obviously the opportunity is big enough for me to be like, okay, I'm not going to do this family thing, because I've gotten to the age where I will turn down something if it has conflict with what I want to do with my family. But in this sense, I was like, yeah, no. But I am saying, on the flip side, I do believe it is a blessing in disguise, because I would have been on that HBCU tour. Meaning, mm-hmm. like, even when I was signing up for the tours, and they're like, name. I'm like, Angel, last name, Tanksley. What year are you planning on enrolling? What? I was like, wait, oh, you all are not talking to me. You're talking to my child.
Yeah.
Oh, let me flip this around and do it properly, put his name and all that stuff. So I know my excitement, while I don't think it would have dampened the trip, what I do feel like is he's going to get a whole different trip that will cause him, even if he's not like asking as many questions as I would like him to ask, I think he will form his own opinion about these schools without me persuading his opinion, which I think is good, because this is outside of the parameters we have set. Ultimately, this is his decision of where he wants to go.
Right.
There are certain parameters we set because we know our money will more than likely be a part of the decision. So we will decide ultimately where our money goes, but he also has to decide which school he wants. So,
yeah. And it'll make, because Angel, because she designed this trip,
mm-hmm.
she did it in her fashion of, is literally, it's almost back to back.
It's not literally, like, it is back to back. Absolutely, it is.
Like, go to this school, go to that school, drive to the next city, sleep, wake up, go to this school, that school, and that school.
Then get on a plane. Fly to the next city. Yeah.
So that's got me a little annoyed, but I know the schedule will be a little easier with Angel not being there, because Angel like to talk.
Yeah, no.
Angel loves to talk.
It's going
to
be a benefit that I'm not there for you. You'll be pissed off at like, hey, because Marcus does like all right, we're done with that. Let's just sit and not do nothing. There's not a whole lot of that, but I did it that way. This is it's like the best of both worlds. If you were to have planned it, I feel like it would have been a waste of a lot of money. And what I mean by that is because it's going to cost how much it costs to get over there. And if you don't see as many schools, you've kind of left money on the table. So me planning it, I'm filling it up. We're going to get our money's worth. But on the flip side, he's now not about to sit there be annoyed by me talking about something that actually is not helpful to my son.
At all. At all.
It's not going to be
helpful. Somebody's going to compliment Angel's hair. They're going to recognize her. They're going to start a conversation. They're going to start talking about Divine Nine or something. Angel's going to go off. And next thing you know, we late, leaving.
Yes.
And we rushing to get to the next spot. Me, I'm like, you good, Marcus? Yeah, let's go.
Yes. So it's
in and out.
It is the best of both worlds. It is my efficiency and understanding. If we're going to take advantage of this opportunity, we're going to take advantage of it. And
my
efficiency of trimming the fat. If this part of this conversation isn't necessary, guess what? We're not actually having this part of the conversation.
I will trim the fat and a little bit of meat. Just a little bit. Yeah, because you got all this other meat. You can afford to lose just a little bit off of that.
Can I ask one favor of you and Marcus? Just please document it. Record when you can.
Them damn cameras are $700.
I know.
Shit.
Well, you can say shit. I'm getting the cameras.
Keep my shoulder camera.
Oh, I knew how much they were.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I knew how much they
were. You know me. I'm laying in bed last night. close out. Plug that in. Go
sleep. Yeah, I'm about to get that.
That's the other reason Angel a little refreshed this morning or last night, because I knew I had stuff that I needed to get out of my bags. So I brought my bags upstairs. I was getting ready for this morning. And then when you told me they didn't have clean pants for school, they was going to wear shorts. It's been too chilly in the morning. So I was like, let me do laundry. So I was trying to stay up long enough for the washer to finish so I could throw this stuff in the dryer. So, yeah, I was in bed like 1:30.
They would have been fine in them damn shorts with just some hoodies on. They young boys. But thank you, Daddy, for staying up.
Yeah, I am. And we're going to talk about the rest. Go ahead.
Well, listen, even though Marcus is feeling like life is just coming at him fast after we've done this long trip, we are not without help and hope because we have Magic Mind, our very first sponsor. Listen, we have a lot that we have to do, a lot of juggling that we have to do with our children, with our careers that are ever changing and really don't give us a path to follow. And what we can't do is, one, have too much stress on our shoulders, and two, be living in a foggy place mentally. So you got to be able to function professionally every day, okay? In our morning routines, we got to be on top of it or the whole day is shot. Well, if you didn't know, launching right now, Magic Mind has gummies, and I love things in gummy form. Let me tell you, it makes my day. So it's like the Magic Mind shots, but it's in gummy form without caffeine, because I'm not a caffeine girly. The gummies are priced amazingly. They're discounted from their normal $75. They're way cheaper than the shots. A bag of gummies for 30 days of serving for one adult, but it with a different use. Okay, so shots give you that energy kick while the gummies deliver nutrients to keep your mind focused. Okay, you got to stay focused. Whenever you need a focus boost and you don't want to go for that extra caffeine or midday or late evening, when you have midday or late evening projects or long drives, or when you need to lock in, the gummies are what's going to help you lock in. They're actually great for the whole family, including kids. I have little Marcus using the gummies as well because he does get a lot of, towards the end of the day, after he's done a lot of classes, it's easy for his mind to start to like wander. So letting him take a gummy helps him get through his homework a lot more efficiently and a lot more accurately, actually. So I'm going to give you all a unique link and code that'll be inside of the the description in the show notes, but just for a little bit more about these gummies. So they are toned down version of the shots. Okay. Again, without the caffeine, the ingredients are natural nootropics and adaptogens. There's a list of the full ingredients on the bag because come on, transparency, it gives you focus, clarity, and a sharper mind and less stress. And, the portion wise, you can have three as an adult, and for kids, you just take less. They're 100% safe. They've been third party tested and sourced from the best providers. Their doctor validated. Okay. They had a scientific advisory board of doctors and medical researchers that created this, that helped to create this. They have over 200 scientific studies behind every ingredient, and their mushrooms are grown organically here in California, and there's no risk. They're so confident in what they've built, they will refund 100%, no questions asked, for 100 days after buying. So for the launch, you get 25% off the Magic Mind gummies with a link, with my link at https://magicmind.com/RGUGM.
RGUGM.
You can also use our code RGU25 directly on the website. So again, go to magicmind.com/RGUGM, or you can use my code RGU25 directly on their website. Thank you so much, Magic Mind, for sponsoring today's podcast. Okay, so what's got you feeling good? I'm trying to think of something without going into the trip, since the trip will be the main topic. What's got me feeling good is that I booked a show. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I've been having these conversations with my other actor friends. And for those of you all, which is most of the people who watch us that aren't in the industry is in a very wonky place right now. There are very few auditions. They're starting to pick back up, but this has been a drought for almost everybody. And I'm talking about my friends who even work a lot. Like, most of my friends who are still getting jobs, it's because they've been offered. Like, they didn't audition. It was through a connection and they were offered, because they're not getting auditions. And those projects are even few and far between. And so for those of us who are not, like, famous, a lot of us have had droughts of being on television. And mind you, I am in L.A. because I'm supposed to be a television and film actress, not even a commercial actress, television and film. So to go a year, like, I booked something in 2024 that I ended up turning down, which I will regret for a very long time. And then I did Churchy, right? But I really didn't work. I was getting residuals and stuff, but I didn't work. And I was like, now listen, God, we ain't paying all these thousands of dollars for our mortgage for me just to be doing social media. Because I can do social media in Houston. I can do social media in Dallas. I can do social media in Kentucky, places where the cost of living is significantly less than it is here. So while I don't feel like you're giving me the sign to leave, I do need you to give me some signs to stay, because why spend all this money?
Yeah.
So to book this job, which was literally maybe a week after I had this conversation with one of my homegirls who feels the same way. She's like, girl, like, what is that? And I'm telling you, friend after friend after friend after friend after friend is in the same predicament that's in this industry. So this was a significant win for me. And it was kind of a thing like, okay, once the industry figures out what it's going to do, I'll find my place again. I'll obviously still be a content creator at the same time. But to be out here in L.A., oh, baby, I better be on somebody's TV show, or why are we spending this much money? So that's what's got me feeling good. I feel like God was like, let me just, here, girl, calm down. Something's on the way. Because there was something else big that I auditioned for, and it was a solid audition. What I know is that I killed that audition. Then I saw who they booked, and I said, why did I audition for the show? Like, if this person was an option, why did you call Angel? Like, and this person is the perfect option. Why did y'all call Angel? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't think I showed you who got it. I'm going to show you as you're talking.
Do you agree? So I saw an interview that Anthony Mackie done recently. You probably seen it too, when he was saying success is given and not earned in this industry. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, in a way.
Because he was saying the trajectory of his career and the opportunities that he's had, you know, fortunate enough to do all the stuff prior to Marvel. Then getting the Marvel stuff. Now he's Captain America. He was, and then, you know, just giving the example of how hard people work. And if they're not given the opportunity will never come.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I work hard, so this is where I'm going to get at. No, you have to be chosen to get that.
It is a lot of gatekeeping.
Not even in the industry. He even moved it over to sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even in sports, like, regardless of how, if you're not catching the attention of the right people, regardless of how good you are,
if don't you're nobody not connected pick to you, the right people.
Yeah. If don't nobody pick you to be on that team, you ain't going nowhere with it.
Quite literally, my nephew, who is now playing overseas, praise the Lord, he's doing it because he loves the game of basketball, but he was like, I'm doing this for Kai and Sai and my son. So that if they ever decide to play, that this is what they want to do, I've established the connections to get them to the right places. He said, because that's what it is.
Yeah,
you have to be connected to someone. It's not just about talent.
Yeah.
He was like, because I know a lot of people who play better than the people who get drafted, but
they have a connection. We see that at Marcus's school.
Yeah.
The parents know the coach. They playing. They're trash, but they going to play. Even Marcus was like, I don't know why so-and-so got – And the other dude got cut with me, and he's better than everybody because the coach knows his parents.
Yeah, this is who got.
Yeah, why would they even ask you to come in? I'd have had to call him like, you dumbasses. Why y'all waste my time? Oh, that's why I despise that industry. I struggle not to hate it.
I'm so happy Angel's with the career. Person they cast, but I was just like, if this was an option.
No, we love that person. Absolutely love her to death. But it's like, if she's in the car, why are you asking me to ride?
Like, right.
No, I'm actually really excited for Terrence because of what he can do with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think he sees all the possibilities yet. Because that's what I was talking to him. I was talking to him about it. So I'm excited. I know he's doing this for other reasons, and I know he ain't just doing it for them. He's doing it for himself also. But also, I'm really excited for the possibilities. And if he don't see him, I'm gonna show him.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm excited for him. I'm excited. I tried to watch one of his games, but I needed to watch it on the computer. It was a live stream of the game. I couldn't tell who was my nephew, who wasn't. I said, it's too pixelated for me to see.
They must have Spectrum.
What's got you feeling good?
You know what? What's got me feeling good? It's a bunch of small things that don't matter. I mean, they matter.
They do matter if they got you feeling
good. But it's a lot of different really small things that just like mount up to me. Like, okay, that's doing. Because, you know, on a bigger scale, it's just like most of the stuff is like we trying to do this, trying to do that. Mm-hmm. Got to wait on this or whatever. It's just a lot of small things. It's like wins. Mm-hmm. Something simple. Like, I think I told y'all last. Did I tell him last week about the gate getting the fence put up?
You might have told him on Friday when we shot, but go ahead and tell him again.
Yeah, I don't even know. Got the fence put up and painted basically to keep Castle from going all the way to the front fence and the sidewalk for his safety and everybody else's. I got a fence put up further back so he can still see out the front and make too much noise and bark and all that crap. But I got that put up. I painted it, and it's done. Mm-hmm. Small win. Angel, no, this is just another real small thing. I would like to wear Nike Air Max Vapor Max. They're the ones with, like, the bubbles at the bottom. Most Air Maxes are way too small for my feet, or they fit weird, like the ones that you got that we had matching. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're wearing a heel, like it pushes your foot forward. I hate them shoes. Vapor Max is my joints. Them and Air Max 1, the one, no. 90s, Air Max 90s. Mm-hmm. Those are my joints. So I got tired of paying for the Vapor Max because they fragile. Mm-hmm. You scuff something, it gets these white streaks all over the bottom.
Oh.
The top of them, the material is nice, but it tears too easy. I'm like, I'm not going to keep spending all this money on these damn shoes if I can only wear them for 6 months to a year before they make. Because these are like my everyday shoes. Yeah. I usually try to find me a solid black, nice looking sneaker so I can just put it on when I'm leaving the house, go wherever, do whatever, and it'd be okay. If I end up somewhere where everybody's dressed a little better, I ain't wearing some shoes that look like I cut grass in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been looking for, because most shoes, I'm like, these don't fit right. Don't like how they feel. They got, number one, they got to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And a lot of the newer shoes, like the Hoka, a lot of the shoes that people are wearing right now, and I got a pair that I work out in, actually, they feel too soft. It's like too cushiony, way too soft. I need something firm to stand on. So anyway,
like those Hokas, it feels like you're walking on a cloud.
Yeah. So the other ones, the ones with the gold on them, mm-hmm. or the mustard color, those probably feel just like the Hokas.
Oh, okay.
I think it's all the same technology. Anyway, finally found the right shoe. They're supposed to come like Thursday. They came the day we left. I could have just wore them.
Oh, dang.
Like, I lost a god dang it. But yeah, finally found me the perfect. I'm like, oh, finally. Feel like I should buy 2-3 pair for when they discontinued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just a bunch of small stuff like that.
Ain't nothing wrong.
It's like you spend the spare time just like, let me look this up. Let me look that. Oh, okay. Let me do just the little small stuff. Y'all, I got a safe put in my truck.
Doing the most.
Great. Just small stuff.
One thing I forgot to mention, and I realized I'm going back in my head of like, when's the last time we talked to you all? Because we've been traveling so much, we filmed our last podcast on a Friday, I think. And I went to South Carolina between I hadn't been to South Carolina yet. And this is my first time talking to them since then. Something else that has got me feeling good. Went to South Carolina, got to go to the International African American Museum, which was amazing. I got to kick it with one of our Patreon members, Kiana. It was so funny. Oh my God, we didn't talk about any of this. You know what? Let's go into the main topic after I tell you about our second sponsor for today's podcast. And y'all already know we love them because we actually use them every day, and that is Shopify. This is actually how we run our businesses, and we are grateful to them. You understand? All right, so when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, you think about things like scams. Scams ain't they like the sponsor of the NBA? Ain't they on the guys, the players' uniforms?
No, they're on the court.
They're on the court. Okay, so these are people who are selling through the roof. So you think, okay, great product, cool brand, brilliant marketing. But you can also often overlook the secret that is actually behind the businesses that are a business in themselves that are making selling and buying so simple for millions of businesses, and that business is Shopify. I'm right here in this camera. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. In the not so secret with Shop Pay, that boosts conversion up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going cha-ching. All right. So if you are thinking about growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Let me tell you real quick. We have been using Shopify since the beginning of our business. And while we're not the Kim Kardashians, we're not the other people who have these amazing businesses. We are just two folk that were like, we have something we would like to sell.
Right.
Now, how can we get this done? If it wasn't for Shopify, baby, y'all would only see us at festivals and only taking cash. And y'all would be like, nobody wants this. Shopify has really made it so that even though we are not like these multi-million dollar companies, we're able to get our products to the people that we want them to go out to. So whether you have a huge business or a small business, that's just you using your creative outlet or your passion and sharing it with the world, Shopify is the company you want to use to help you with it. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout as Skims uses, okay? Sign up with our $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
To upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
So main topic, okay? So what I'm going to go through really quickly before we get to the main. South Carolina was amazing. However, what I will say is, just so everybody knows, when I say I want to know what's good here to eat, please do not recommend a soul food restaurant. I'm just going to put that out there right now. That's not what I mean. I do not want soul food. At the most, I might want some fried catfish, but like outside of that, I don't want a restaurant's macaroni and cheese. I don't want their sweet potatoes. I don't want their collard greens.
Because if soul food good, it's going to taste the same everywhere. If you think about it.
I don't want it. And I don't realize that when people are giving recommendations. Yeah. I'm thinking they're just telling me about some good food.
And this would be shocking me. When people come out to visit, it never fails. They always ask, what's a good soul food spot? Like, you coming from the South. You don't want to try no soul food out here in LA.
Yeah. No, I was just saying this to Keith Lee. I was saying it actually to a table of creators. I was like, LA is a terrible food city to me. I was like, Keith was like, and they about, I said, because LA people, their tongues are dead. I said, they forgot what flavors are.
It's like they drunk some hot chocolate, was too hot, and singed their taste buds.
Keith said, now when I said that, I got my head chewed off. I said, because first he thought we were from L.A. I said, Keith, I'm not from L.A. I said, I know the difference.
Yeah.
I said, we be confused, okay?
Oh, pissed me off at work. They went to this bar, had this spot just real quick, catered. It was a barbecue spot. They was like, oh, I don't know the name of it. Let's say it was Lucy's. That wasn't the name, but oh my God, they gonna have Lucy's cater the thing. They gonna have Lucy. Y'all, it was like baked chicken had barbecue sauce poured on it.
Yeah.
None of the food was good. I said, this is what y'all enjoy? I had to find the black folk. Y'all like it? Yes, it's bomb.
Mm-mm.
Get out of my face.
The thing is, I can fix soul food.
Right.
Well, Marcus can fix fried chicken. It's fantastic. I don't need it.
Don't lie to these people.
You do make it.
No, I was talking about when you said soul food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I stopped right there.
Yeah, my greens was too spicy.
You can fry chicken really well. Your
greens was lava. Go ahead.
But, so I don't want soul food at I pretty much don't want soul food at a restaurant. I'm like, I'm off of that.
Yeah.
I want
your mama's.
And that's a sidebar.
Yeah.
The people at the Black Expo treated me so well. I had armed security guards with me.
She did.
At all times. I had two black women police officers, sergeants, that were to my left and to my right. Kiana, who came, and I was like, oh, come kick it with me as we walk through here. I thought they were about to tackle the baby. I was like, she's with me. And she was like, girl, they taking you real serious out here. I said, I know. I'm used to raw dogging the audiences. When I go to Delta Convention, I don't have a handler. And baby, I am stopped every 2 to 3 minutes. Ain't nobody stopping me in Angel South Carolina.
Said, no lube.
Raw dog in the audience. But they were so sweet. The people were so kind. They really wanted me to have an amazing time. I would absolutely come back and do it again next year. I now know better what the expo looks like. I would have definitely did something different. I just talked to that audience for 45 minutes about whatever. It was, is this going to cause an argument? What are we talking about? We're just talking about anything. I would switch it up a little bit.
Security guards was thick too, wasn't they?
Of course, and short.
Yeah, they're going to be short and thick.
I didn't tell you this. They also are going to be on the newest season of 48. What is it?
First 48.
They said, yeah, we shooting First 48 right now. I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, so when do they shoot? She said, anytime there's a homicide. And I said, oh, does that happen a lot here? They said, well, it's about the weather starting to heat up. So, yeah it's about to be crazier.
Lexington and Louisville be on there so much.
I heard.
All the time. I'm like, what? What?
Yes. But Officer Jackson and Officer Dylan took real good care of me. And then the Officer Jackson had to leave, so a guy filled in. He wasn't as good as the rest of the two women. But they were great. He said, now you got real protection. I said, see, you done already ruined it.
Yeah.
Coming up in here with your Machismo. Real protection
was earlier, yeah.
Yeah, but it was great. Was there with Darren Henson, Corey Hardwick, one who used to be married to Tia Mowry, and the singer. It all falls down. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I got to post pictures of that.
Hardrick,
something like that. He was super cool.
He was married to who?
Tia Mowry, the twin.
They was married.
For a very long time. Selena Johnson, thank you. And he was super duper nice. And they just treated me well. So I'll post that content, but let's go into my amazing content creator trip with my family, with Disney. I'm a part of their Power of Joy cohort, which they just started last year. I was invited last year and then uninvited last year at the same time. But this was the year to go. This was the year to be a part. So we surprised. Oh, my goodness.
We surprised the twins because it was their birthday on Monday. We literally left that day. We woke them up at 4 a.m. in the morning. They had no idea. So we went in there. They was ready to put their – they all discombobulated, and they weirded out because me and Angel are standing in their room fully dressed. Usually when I wake them up, I just got on drawers. I'm waking everybody, hey, come on, y'all, it's time to go to school. So they getting up, walking around. We show them the shirts. They put the shirts on. They still confused. Angel's like, so what's the shirt say? They in the mirror brushing their teeth, looking at the shirt. And Kai says something about 100 days of Disney.
Birthday.
Birthday.
100 birthday Disney cruise.
And it didn't say that. It said happy 10th birthday on his. So finally, she kept asking enough questions about what the shirt said to where Kai was finally, he was brushing his hair, and he was just like, with this smile on his face, like, wait, are we going to Disneyland?
No, he said, are we going on a Disney cruise?
Yeah. Did he say Disney cruise?
Yeah. Oh. And I was like, yes, and Disney World. I said, then we're going on the cruise, which is taking us to the Bahamas. And them boys got a lot faster, quicker.
They woke right up.
Yes. They were like, oh, it might as well be 12 noon. We're so excited. Yeah. we got everybody, like we got everything because we had stayed up late, packed. The car picked us up at 4:30, got through the airport, all of that. We land in Florida. We go directly to our hotel. We check in. They have us adjoined rooms. They did really great with our accommodations, especially with us being a big family. Then we had to rush over to Animal Kingdom. And we actually stayed in the Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Jabba House, which is I've been wanting to take the family there. So that was a blessing that happened to be where we were at anyways. So we went to go see the Festival of the Lion King. They had a private show just for the creators. Mm-hmm. Almost started crying during the show. I auditioned.
I almost got choked up.
Doing what
when
part?
They called the boys up. Uh-huh. And they did the circle, the dance all the way around. Uh-huh. And I was like, the fact that they doing this on their 10th birthday. Yeah. And just seeing the excitement on their face. And then I've been to Disney World. That wasn't there when I went to Disney World. But like comparing the two, I remember going with my family and our cousins and stuff. Like we stayed in a motel. Mm-hmm. We had vans. We drove vans down there. My parents rented one. My other cousins, the other two families, they already had those conversion vans. Mm-hmm. So we rented a conversion van, drove down there, and just seeing the two different experiences. And I was just as, I wasn't like a big Disney kid fan, but like it was still a theme park. Yeah. And I was having just as much fun then as they having now. And I'm like, they don't even know them days.
You understand, I auditioned for that show, the Festival of the Lion King, I do believe twice in my 20s. I auditioned when I was 20. I got a call back, and then it was the dance audition. And they were like, at this part, you can either do a double or a triple pirouette. And that's when I knew that these hoes was built different than me. I was like, or Angel a triple.
Angel was born thick.
What I was like, or a triple. What? I was like, I will give you a sloppy double. And you talking about or a triple? So to see.
Have you seen the grace that these people was dancing with?
In 2000, I auditioned for this place. My mother drove me up from Baltimore for this audition. And I was there for most of the day because I was getting called back. But it was the dance audition got a little too difficult. However, to see my babies be in the show that I auditioned for and wanted to be in, but solely because of the work that I have been doing over the past 10 years, I was just like, oh God, Angel, hold it together. Hold it together was just amazing. Then they had a huge dinner for us right outside of the Festival of the Lion King where we got to talk with and meet creators. We were kind of to ourselves, but then the night ended with us being able to ride rides in the Avatar world in Animal Kingdom while the park was closed.
Yeah, so the park closed down. They had us do the dinner while the park closed. And after the park closed, we did two different rides.
And it was so much fun. The Avatar ride, where it has you soaring through their land.
Pandora.
And then there was another ride. I just don't remember what it was. But it wasn't a boat. Were we on a boat? Yes, the boat one. It was so great. My nails were glowing in the dark for the first time. I was like, oh, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
That's where my exhaustion started. Packing the night before.
Yeah.
Because Angel went downstairs. You probably slept, 3-4 hours?
No, I slept for an hour and a half.
Oh, I laid down for, 30 minutes. because it was already after 2 o'clock. It was after 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the time I finally laid down.
Yeah.
And got on up.
So then the next day, I had to get up bright and early. Because we had to be, we meaning the creators that were invited. So our family members got to sleep in. We had to be downstairs, picture ready at 6:45 a.m. So that's 3:45 a.m. California time to go to Magic Castle before the park opened so that we could take pictures in front of the Magic Castle and take pictures with Mickey and Minnie. I had on an outfit that last year fit perfectly fine. Yeah, it was short, but my cheeks were not out.
Y'all. Angel got back to the room, and she was like, yes. She was going to do something, about to go change, and she turned around. I said, Angel, all of your ass cheeks are out. And she went to pull it down. She was like, oh, yeah, it keeps rising up. That's not helping. Literally, y'all.
It was so bad.
It was literally like Angel's thighs. You could see the bottom crease on the ass and about 3 inches of both her butt cheeks.
And this is what makes it
worse.
It
looked like it was on purpose. That's how short it was.
I rode Tron. And if y'all know about the ride Tron, it's like you're on a motorcycle and you're bent over. So I am literally like this. If you're only listening, please go to YouTube and watch. This is how I am.
Ass out.
Luckily, Gabrielle Flowers of Gay Babe TV was who was behind me. She said, thank God I'm the one behind you. I said, girl, you seeing the dark meat and the light meat of my butt.
All of Angel's ass is out, yeah.
I said,
we ain't even at the beach. Ain't no swimming around nowhere.
I'm at Magic Kingdom with the booty cheeks out. So I bought a whole new outfit.
What's funny is she wasn't the only one.
Yeah, not that morning. That morning I was, but not the whole trip. There were other
not
people.
That whole day. Yeah, I was just like, well, there's more.
But I bought a whole new outfit and changed clothes. I said, I will not have these people being like.
That's what I saw, Angel, in the lobby. I'm like, the fact that she had to come through the public, yes. Through the lobby.
Cheeks.
And she's swaying. Tugging in the back, and I'm just like, what's the point?
I was like, I just did not know. The outfit did not fit the same. That's what I know. So we take pictures and everything, and then we ride a couple of rides, and our families were supposed to meet us, but I came back to the hotel so I could change clothes. Then we went to Epcot because I've never been to Epcot.
Yeah, this is the next day.
No, this is the same day.
Well, no, you was talking. Oh, no. I'm okay, yeah.
Same day. So we go to Epcot. We thought we had lightning passes to to Guardians of the Galaxy. We didn't, so we were in line for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't know, because Amar is now tall enough to ride a lot of the rides at Disney, yeah. Which is great. I thought that it was one of the rides kind of like a simulator. I thought it was like Avatar. I thought it was kind of, not the river, but like move that way. Like you get to see things. To your left, to your right.
Yeah, you on a track and it's just, you in a building basically the whole time. You was thinking like, oh yeah, it's just one of the things, the bar comes down and you just sit there on the bench.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna do nothing crazy. Avatar is a roller coaster.
Correct. A very fast.
Fast.
High moving roller coaster.
Let me tell you, and there was somebody on a trip was saying that they consider that a ride, not a roller coaster. I'm like, you're on heroin. Because of other things that they were considered rides. I'm just like, no, but a ride is like, no, they said a roller coaster, like they talking about like the things that you get in and it just drops everybody. I'm like, that's a ride. That's like, you can get that at a fair. You can't get this at no fair.
She gonna see this. She watches the content. She gonna see
good.
This.
Good. Because I'm like, that ain't no. I said, no, the roller coaster is where you pick up speed and go through loops and all that crap. Granted, it wasn't upside down, but it's still a fast moving thing. Anyway, just to explain this ride, if you ain't been on it, I don't want to give it away.
No, you give it away.
I'm going to give it away. You in the ride like a regular roller coaster, like you on a, it's two. You on a train. You get there, all of a sudden, all the chairs rotate 90 degrees to the left. I was like, oh, so then again, I'm still expecting, oh, it's just going to be a little. Yeah,
this is like Toy Story. We might be, we're going to see things.
You get like, what's the other one where you shoot the little
thing? Toy Story.
Is that Toy Story? Yeah, you're shooting all the little things. Like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. And when I tell you, it goes through, does some other stuff while you're at that 90 degree, and then it does another. So now it's done a complete 180, the seat that you're sitting in.
Yeah, so we're facing backwards.
Now we're facing backwards from the way we sit in. And when I tell you, this damn thing shoots off into outer space.
Yeah, it said we're going to go to the past.
Not simulator-wise. No, you go from zero, it felt like to 80 miles an hour in a second and a half.
So, mind you, I'm sitting beside my 5-year-old. Who did not know about this ride either. And hold I'm up. Like.
So she sat beside him. I'm sitting there. It takes off. I'm like, oh. Then I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
I remember Amar's on this ride.
I was like,
The whole time. Oh, go ahead.
My arm just so carefully reached out. Like, you know when a person slammed
on the brakes?
Yeah. But instead of me like, whoop, to make him more scared, I just slowly reached out and just pressed his body so hard against the seat, just ever so slowly. I pressed it because the way that thing had us.
Yeah.
Because
it's going through. So you're going backwards. As it's going through like these side loops or whatever you want to call it, the seat is now turning.
Yes.
Or it would turn the other way. So now I can see the front of the track, the front of the cars. I can see basically everybody because we're going in this loop. So we're all looking this way, like out toward the front. So every time I get a chance, I'm looking over to see if he's freaking out. Because this ride, y'all, is fast. It's a roller coaster. It's going Fast.
And I had just said to people, none of my kids are into roller coasters. I said that. I said,
yeah, we are.
I said, Kai is Scary Spice. Marcus says, there's nothing about the feeling of being dropped that is attractive to me. Yeah. And Cy would possibly do it, but then also he'll get emotional. So I really don't think that's what I'm having my kids experience. Amar, I love, finally look at him because I'm like, and Amar is looking at everything like,
this is just Tuesday.
Now he's looking, and yeah. But I could tell he's pissed off that he was opted into. Like, like I did not opt into this myself, so I'm not sure why this is happening. By the time that ride ends, I mean, I'm just like, oh God, let this ride end. Yeah, I'm like,
this is fun, but I need to check on this boy.
Yes, and because I'm also like, well, I would have really made sure that his thing was secure. Because so I'm also like, it's my baby actually safe, even though he's beside me, but is he safe? So it stops. He said, he looked at me, he said, that was too scary. And I said, but you did it.
Yeah, so now we all like, good job, Amar, good job.
High five, baby. Yes, I love it. I could hear little Marcus. He was having the time.
That ride was fun.
He was like, that was fun. That was fun. He was having a time. And then the twins loved it too.
Yeah. They actually like roller coasters. I think it's probably something Marcus has been on because there's a couple I've been on at Magic Mountain where I'm like, yeah, these people. I remember I said it's these crackhead teens that's like this shit. Like, no. Traditional roller coasters, I'm all for.
So we did that ride. It was great. Did we do another ride together? I feel like we walked through the butterflies.
Oh, yeah. There's this little indoor. I don't know. Well, they keep them in because it's like a big net. Mm-hmm. But it's all these butterflies. We went in there. They had cocoons. You could see the butterflies moving in the caterpillar before it transitions.
Yeah.
That was just a random thing that we saw. We was like, oh, let's check this out.
Right. And then we did one more ride inside of, what'd you say?
No.
We didn't have as much time as I would have wanted at Epcot just because of them not meeting me at the park and me needing to change. There was another ride that we rode because you were just like, if it's 45 minutes, I'm not doing it. It was a cool ride. I just can't remember it right now for some reason. Oh, was it Soaring? It was Soaring. Which is similar to Soaring at Disneyland. So, but it was great. It was relaxing.
That was actually dope.
Amar loved it.
That made you feel like when we first went out over that cliff, when I grabbed that thing, like... Okay, I'm not actually 9,000 feet in the air right now, because it literally feels like you that high up. Yeah. Like, they got air hitting you.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I would have loved to have done more of the food at Epcot, more drinking at Epcot, but I didn't get a chance to, and I had to leave.
Yeah, we didn't have to. As nice as this trip was, it was work.
100%.
It was literally work. But we can't ignore the fact that all that they put in for us to do, this was a work trip. It felt like work.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we just going to relax. Nah.
Nah.
This is, we were working. They filled that schedule. That itinerary was full.
Full.
If you do this, if you get time to take a shower, you still need to be here at this time.
Like, right. But there was a 70s night that was going to be happening on the boat, and I did not get any, or the yacht, excuse me, not the yacht, the ship, the cruise, and I forgot to get
the canoe.
And I forgot to get us stuff for it. And I was like, I will not be the only creator with their entire family not dressed for this. So I left Epcot, got in an Uber, went to a hair store, got everybody afros and all that stuff. And then I had to rush to a creator's event, and I was 30 minutes late. And trust, I got text messages, where are you? I was like, oh my gosh, help me, Lord. So that creator event was great. The only thing that sucked is that I didn't get to link up with my family again. We didn't have a clear communication about the expectation, because they did a lot of things where it's just for the invited creators. And then other things where it's like, please have your family come.
Yeah, so that's what, and some of the stuff is like the creators included me, but it was just like, but if you're going to have your family there, can the kids get there by themselves? No. So I can't go to that because I got to handle the kids. And
at that one, we had the Goofy movie, They had us learn the routine from, why do I keep forgetting the name of the pop star on a Goofy movie? Light Train? Nope. Y'all know who I'm talking about if you know a Goofy movie.
The pop star from a Goofy movie.
Then we, they opened up, the park is closed. They opened up Toy Story Land for us. Powerline. Thank you. Powerline is the name of the pop star. We learned his dance routine. Then we went to a Toy Story and rode a couple of rides on there. And then we went back home to our hotel rooms. Then the next day we had to get up bright and early again to have breakfast and get ready for the cruise.
Yeah.
When I tell you moved in a group, that was just the first 2 days.
That was the first 2 days.
We it's still not even got the first the full 2 days. It's just the first 2 days.
The cruise was more of that. Like... Literally, that was just like more of that. It was still like schedule. I was like, this is, and everybody, when I tell you there was not a single person that I talked to outside, I was just like, man, this they really got us working. They really got like.
I mean, so grateful because a lot of the things that they set up for us were things that had we had to do it on our own, we would have had to pay for. Yeah. So it was things that they gifted us. But then when you have a certain time you have to hit it, you're like, okay, I have to finish this other thing to do this thing.
And you absolutely 100% feel obligated to do it because you know this ain't free for them either.
Right. Disney, you know what I'm saying? Disney is investing in us.
So it was definitely the Disney World experience, the cruise experience felt like work. The most beneficial part was watching our kids. That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Watching the twins and Amar do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
The twins, we found out they're able to check themselves in and out of Kids Club.
Because I made it as a setting.
Yeah, made it as a setting. So they were able to do that. Only one that needed to be checked in was Amar in and out. And Marcus could do that most of the time. But the fact that we would give them freedom to go do whatever they wanted. It was like, but then y'all make sure y'all go to Kids Club. Let us know before y'all go. They was doing that. They hit them, and Amar was like the trio.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marcus, he found his group of friends, and they had a ball. It was like literally the teenager group, it was like people would just see sightings of them here and there. Like, where's the teenagers? Yeah, it was like a mythical creature. Like, I saw him up on deck 12 early. I don't know if they're supposed to be up there, but then we saw him. Oh, I saw him over there. They was all getting food. It was like, they were just out doing their thing, literally till like 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, they were on the Indies cruise streets,
doing
whatever the hell they wanted to do and having a blast.
In fact, that Marcus would look at me and be like, can I go hang out with my friend? I'm like, of course.
He was like, I'm on my way to Vibe.
Yeah. Oh, first of all, no. Why is Vibe? So I'm walking. Angel's off doing one of the things. I said, well, this is at least my time to learn the ship and to see what all it has to offer because I haven't seen that. Let me get some content.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking. I mean, this ship is huge, y'all. I done got lost. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me go. There was one specific area of the ship that I was trying to get to, the front part that's flat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, where's that at? Because I can't find it. So as I'm going to look for it and I'm like looking at the map, I'm like, oh, okay, it looks like it's right here. So I go and I see this thing called Vibe. And I kept hearing about Vibe, didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I came in a back entrance. I don't know. It looked like I went through like the kitchen or something. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Like, where did I get in?
I'm
here?
Like, this spot is dope. They got, and I see video games, but everything else is so dope. I'm not paying attention that this is set up for a younger age group. Because then I see a hot tub out in the middle, the outside part that I was trying to get to, chairs, waterfalls and stuff. And I'm like, I said, what is all this? She said, this is the finally found somebody that worked there. This is for the teenagers. I said, they get to come in here. She was like, yeah. And I turned around, look, sure enough, they in there playing video games. They got quiet games, stop making noise. Everybody just turned and looked at me like,
who is this old man up here?
Well, let me mosey on up back out of here, I guess. Went on back out. But yeah, that spot was so, I was like, okay, I see why they just going to do their thing and coming back and kicking it here.
Now, what my husband kept doing is leaving my kids at the pool.
Yeah.
It quite literally says the children must be supervised by an adult.
Guess who they were supervised by? The lifeguard that was standing right there. I said, what's the point of both of us standing here watching these kids? Look, if I'm fully dressed, the water is only waist deep. Ain't nothing happened.
No. Not the one that was right in front of the screen.
Because they weren't going to that one. They were staying at the small one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, no, they was. They even signed Kai didn't go over there. They all stayed at that.
Oh, they got in that one when I was there.
Oh, yeah. When I was there, I told them, I said, y'all stay over here. So. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, I ain't going to sit here and watch them with this old muscly-ass dude.
I was like, where are the kids? Oh, I left them at the pool. Excuse me?
He's standing there in his little red shorts with his little, I don't know why he got the float. What floating device do you need in water?
I think sometimes when they put it out.
No, you get your ass in that water and pick that baby up that's choking on that chlorine water. I said, I ain't going to sit here and stare at these fools in this pool. Let me go walk around.
Oh, my gosh. They made all of our food reservations for dinner, so we knew exactly where we were going, what time we were going to be there.
Table.
Had the same wait staff, same table number every day. And the food, like some of the restaurants, the food was great. The only thing I would say overall with the food that Disney really act like they from out of the South, and they don't really have, in my opinion, the type of replacements for beef and pork that they should have. Like, should have turkey bacon. I don't understand. Or turkey sausage or chicken sausage.
They didn't even have it at Disney World. You had to special request it.
They would have like impossibles, but like you would have to request, they would have to cook it.
You know how good turkey burgers are, man? Put some turkey burgers on the menu.
I was like, why don't y'all have turkey burgers? Why don't y'all have turkey hot dogs? Like, you're telling me that only thing my kids can typically eat is either pizza, macaroni and cheese, or the chicken nuggets, because there was like literally no other option. I was like, yes, people eat. Shay,
go get the right turkey bacon. You going to switch over.
And listen, if they're not going to have turkey, then have chicken sausage.
Simple as that.
Just have another
turkey sausage.
Or turkey sausage. Any other
My brother
option.
Was out here. He only eats bacon, pork bacon. And when I tell you, he was like, man, that turkey bacon was good as hell. I've been trying to tell
bacon,
y'all.
It's fantastic.
Trying to tell y'all turkey bacon fire. Anyway.
Them boys had more ice cream than they've ever had before in their entire life.
I didn't. I kept saying to myself, now, once my food settled, I'm going to go over and get me an ice cream cone.
You had some of my cone.
I did, and I got me a Mickey ice cream sandwich.
So you had,
well, that was on the land. Yeah. I'm talking about on that ship. The fact that I could just go over and make my own, that damn thing would have been 5 feet tall.
Oh, look, mine kept growing because I thought the machine had, and the handle was still down. I was like, oh, no. We went to their shows because I thought I was going to go to one. I was like, I'm going to go to Aladdin and I'll see how I feel about Believe. One of the women who invited me, who has been championing me to be a part of this program, or just to partner with Disney, she was like, I need you to go see Frozen. I was like, I don't want to.
I was so mad.
I was like, I don't
Angel
want
told
to.
Her and told her as I was walking up. She's like, yeah, so y'all going to see Frozen? She was like, girl, he ain't going to see Frozen. And the way she turned and looked at me, I'm like, Angel, shut your damn mouth.
No, because she'd already said it. She said, the boys are not into Frozen. You know, they're boys. She was like, oh, drop them off at Kids Club. You and Marcus do it as a date night. I said, that's when I said, girl, he ain't going to see Frozen. She was like, Marcus, you're going to go see Frozen.
And I went to Frozen, and I did not see a second of it.
The way we were falling asleep.
As much liquor as I had just drank. I'm like, you want me to sit down after this? I need to walk this off. I'm in there. This is me, y'all.
Oh, he was. He looked like an old man. I was like, Marcus.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of liquor, I went to go see Aladdin, and I was like, okay. And I was on time. We were on time. Me and Kai went to see it. It was a great mommy and son date. I got him a Death Star popcorn bucket, got them to fill it with popcorn and lit up and everything. And I was like, well, I'll just have a glass of wine. He was like, do you want to do a double? I said, sure, you know, because I'm not going to get back up. The glass was a little bit taller than this coffee cup in my hand. And maybe just a little bit more. It didn't like fan out at the top. So it was about the same. He filled it up with wine up until
he gave a Kool-Aid cup. Kool-Aid pour.
The coffee cup. The one behind me was like, well, I'm going to get a double too if that's how he's pouring. I was sauced at the end of, I was on the magic carpet. You hear me? I can show you the world. Understand? Yeah,
they gave us drink. They gave us drink tickets where you could get a free drink.
And he just kept giving them to me. Because he was drinking bougie.
Yeah, what I drank, of course, that ain't on the approved items. So I said, yeah. I went to order something. It was like, we can give you Maker's Mark.
And I was like,
if I ask you for some Uncle Nearest, don't opt out for some goddamn Maker's Mark.
But they had all the really good.
Yeah, no, they had too. Premium liquor. So the premium whiskey, bourbon, cognac, I was all about it. So I was just giving mine to Angel. She was.
It was so funny because one of the performers who, so all the performers are in all the shows. They're just different characters in the different shows. And I recognize who played Jasmine, and I recognize, I don't remember what her role name was, but she was a black woman in the show. So I'm going to recognize you. And she said, when I, and if you didn't know this, because I've also auditioned for Disney Cruises. So I've auditioned for every facet of Disney, if y'all didn't know.
It's 12:05.
I know. I looked at the time. I got time. I looked at how long it would take me. Anyway, I have auditioned for all different facets of Disney, okay? Disney Cruises are way more strenuous than I feel like the other forms of Disney. One, they want you to hit whatever the top note is all the time. They want to know that you
every
can
belt. Day.
And they're doing the
twice a day.
They have like one day where they're not doing a show, okay? So she was like, the black one was like, when I saw all these black people on this cruise, I was like, what is going on? That's one reason why they had us at the Creators at Sea, is because they want for the audiences we speak to see themselves on these cruises.
Yeah.
Because typically we are not, there's not going to be a whole lot of us. There were a couple of black families that were not a part of the Creators Summit that were there. But we by far made up the populace of black people that were on the boat.
I know all the mother folk were like, what is going on?
Yeah, they loved us though because
they did.
A lot of the creators, especially the girls, they know how to put it on. You hear me? Faces beat. Alpha is so cute. You know, with our family, we match every single day. You understand? Outfits always match. My shoe choice was trash. Actually, I didn't do good at dressing myself. I dressed my men, though, phenomenally. They got complimented every time we went somewhere on that boat.
Just because you was trying to match us. You should.
I know. I should have picked my outfit first and then had you all match to me. I did the exact opposite.
Because I took, actually, I took four pairs, but I only wore two pairs of shoes.
The way my feet were burning.
Or white shoes.
We made two stops at two different islands that are operated by Disney. So it's very commercial. It does not feel like you are in the Bahamas, but you are in the Bahamas.
Right.
But it also feels safe.
No, it felt safe. It felt like a Disney built island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that's it's what it felt like. It was like if you've been to the Bahamas, you've experienced the Bahamas. That it was like, oh, this is a theme park. Like that's what
it felt like. Yeah, that's what it felt
but
like.
But it felt like she said, it feels safe because like certain areas were like roped off, like it would be a theme park. Do not enter, staff only. So like couldn't nobody wander, even ain't far to wander anyway. Couldn't nobody wander off, but yeah, it was a good time.
The only thing we kept missing meals. We would miss breakfast. We would miss lunch. And that missing meals, you wanna see me get upset and get irritable? Have me miss the window for when it was time to eat.
But it was because it was busy. Like, we like, all right, we off the ship. We doing this thing. Then we're going to go over and get lunch. All right, we're going to finish this. Let's go over here and get lunch. Lunch is over. What you mean lunch is over?
It was insanity. The other part that I loved was getting to spend time with creators I know, getting to meet creators I didn't know but admired, and then getting to meet creators I didn't know at all, but like now have like I'm connected. Of course, we got to spend time with Gabriel and Chad Rader, who we've known since before the twins were even born. So we've known them when we only had one child. So we don't ever get to kick it. That's just not something we get to do.
Keith Lee and Ronnie.
We got to spend time with
Keith. I never get to kick it with Keith Lee. We was kicking it hard. Like.
He's hilarious. Keith is hilarious. The whole family is hilarious. LaRon had on see-through shirts the entire time we were on that boat, and that cracked me up.
That day I saw him, he had on a Disney jacket at one of the things that we were supposed to wear Disney attire to. I said, boy, I ain't seen you in sleeves this whole time.
And he laughed so hard at that.
We were leaving. We were about to get on the bus to go to the ship. He walked through wearing a tank top. I'm like, everybody else is dressed like they about to travel.
I said,
boy, you don't own sleeves, do you?
He said the worst thing that could have ever happened was me finding weights. So once he started like working on his body, he's like, it's game over. LaRon sang probably 20 songs via the nights of karaoke that we did. I was like, they called it the LaRon Marathon. He sang three songs one night in a row. We were like, this is a concert. I met Ebony and Denise of Team Two Moms. Ebony is hilarious. And she, I kept having her cry just based off, not cry like out of sadness, laughing at me. And I'm not even trying. But Ebony was like, you are killing me. I am having a heart attack. She supposed to show me how to use Snapchat. So I might be back on there.
Yeah, we adopted another daughter, Erin.
Erin. Erin was like, so now I want you to say I have four sons and an adoptive daughter. I said, you're actually number five. She was like, I believe it, but just make sure I'm included. And the boys were like, Amar said, so is she really our sister? She was like, listen, once the kids get to know me, if you ever need somebody to watch them when you're out of town, she said, now, mind you, she live in D.C. She was like, but I nannied for like 8 years, so this is what I've done. Who else did?
I'm Padre.
Yes, I'm Mama. He's Padre. Nikki of Operation Nikki, amazing. Her children, Marcus became really good friends with her son, Henry. Henry has the greatest personality. Mm-hmm. He's super duper cheery, just very talkative. The dad was really, Henry, the dad's really cool. So hopefully they'll link up.
Yeah, it's crazy because I crossed paths with a lot of creators that I would never cross paths with, like, have no reason to even be in the same room, same city as them.
Yeah.
But it was cool just meeting everybody.
Jasmine, Smooth Jasmine. She's great. She's exactly who I thought she would be. She's really good energy. Like, not high energy, just good energy.
Chi and her husband.
And her husband, Fumi, and her husband.
They all mad very cool, yeah.
Funny people. There's a lot of people.
You just sit down and getting drinks with.
Mm-hmm.
That you would otherwise not even
get
a chance to kick it with. We was having us a good time.
Dimitri, who lives out here.
Between the schedules.
Who I would never, like, me and Dimitri's world, he is a younger gay male, who I want to say is probably 15 years younger than me. So our worlds would never cross. Now Dimitri is like, so we are going to hang out. He was like, do you like to go to premieres? Do you like to? I said, oh, you don't know me. I said, you're talking about things that happen like later in the day. I said, do you like to get your toes and nails done? He said, oh, yes. I said, that's what we can do during the day. I was like, I said, that'll work. That's how me and you can converse and still kick it. Janae, yes, we did meet Janae. Oh, I wish I could tell y'all this one thing, but I can't. But she's a good time. The McClure twins were there. With their mom, I mean, not in their dad, mm-hmm. Justin. The twins forgot that they knew them. Yeah. They were like, mom, there's a YouTube family that we watch that's here. Y'all went to school together. No, they never went to school together. They went to their birthday party, though.
Oh, your birthday? Yeah.
I said, who? He was like, the McClure family. I said, y'all have met them. And I had to show them a picture. I said, this is their birthday party. That's you. That's them. They were like, oh, okay. So they got a new picture. Yes, that's what Marcus said. They look like they're related. I didn't get to spend much time with hopefully we'll get a chance to. She's such cool people. But there's so much more that we could tell y'all.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
Maybe on Wednesday for our Patreon, we'll get you all more of the in-depth of all the stuff that happened. But I have to go to my costume fitting. So we're going to wrap it up here. But be on the lookout on our social media. On IG and TikTok, we are going to start putting together our content from our trip.
Mm-hmm.
My kids rated the trip. What's his name? Sai said a 1,000 out of 10. Kai said 9.5. Kai said 9.9. Marcus said 9.5. Amar said a Google. So I think those are good ratings.
A Google. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's actually the way you would use that, too, a very large number.
Mm-hmm. He said, a Google.
And if you go to Disney World, do not request the turkey bacon.
No. If you go to Animal Kingdom.
Lodge. I don't know about the rest
Jamba
of it.
Jamba House. Yeah. Don't
request that turkey bacon.
Don't get it. Just go without. And you will see a vlog. We vlogged.
We was vlogging. And we about to spend $1,400 on cameras.
Yeah, we are. I'm not mad about it. It's time to update. Upgrade.
It's upgrade another $200 camera.
Those cameras were $200.
$329.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And you're going to be like, no.
They might be $329 now. No. I bought them 4 years ago, babe.
No. And you're going to be like, oh, well, I was thinking about the something.
Was that?
Not that one.
Well, how much What's was that one?
There it is, Mark III.
How much
what the hell is it? It ain't showing the current generation.
How much is
it? It's saying, I know it wasn't $1,500.
I'll tell you how much. Look, it is a business expense.
I know it wasn't that much.
If they weren't.
The cameras, yes, they were. I'm going to go back.
Where are you going to go back to?
To my spending.
You didn't buy them.
I did. I bought two of them, matter of fact.
Marcus.
I remember going because a dude said they was out and I made him go under. I bought a Mark III that I didn't like and I went back and found me a Mark II.
You didn't like the Mark III, but I thought you took so you got rid of my old Mark II? Because you remember I gave you the Mark II.
Yes, that's messed up. I got a new Mark II. You got the Mark III that I purchased, and I bought another Mark II.
Why don't you bring down the bass
in your
voice?
You always thinking you write about something, and I'm sick and tired of it, damn
it. Well, I can tell you right now that ain't none of them 320-something right now, so you can let that go.
I know right now they're not.
They weren't ever.
They ain't seven.
Here we go, Canon.
What kind?
$800. The Mark III.
I ain't paying $800 for that.
I'm just telling you. That you get the an money open was box spent. One. The money was spent. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Go to Shop Mama Likes to get you your affirmations journal plus matching bonnet and
shame on you, Alicia.
And affirmation cards. Go to Get Man Shit.
Y'all can go to manshit.com.
And go to Get Man Shit on Instagram to see there's no content there.
At all. But you can go to manshit.com. That's manshyt.com. Get you some beard and body butter. I ain't advertising right now.
You can go buy
but you
it
can go
up.
Buy it.
Buy
if
it
you
up,
watching
the more
this,
you buy,
or if
the
you hearing
better
this,
chance Queen Shit is going to come. Buy about 100 orders of Man Shit. And
don't
Queen.
Y'all do that. Them gonna be so back ordered. It takes so long to make it. Now I wish I trusted somebody to make it for me, but I don't.
All right, y'all, I gotta go. I love y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
All right, fam.